1789. The Constitution is ratified by the former colonies, and General George Washington is elected unanimously as the first president of the United States. Now, Washington faces a series of decisions that are critical to the nation's future. He must choose his cabinet members, the small cadre of men who will help him forge a new country. Alexander Hamilton, now 34 years old, served as Washington's close aide, both in the heat of battle and negotiating with the Continental Congress. But it's Hamilton's keen command of economics that convinces Washington to choose him as the fledgling nation's first Secretary of the Treasury.
After the Revolution, he does the legal work for one of the first banks in the United States, the Bank of New York, which still exists. So Hamilton did have a lot of experience with the world of money and trade.
The idea of encouraging private enterprise is a part of Hamilton's vision for the nation.
Finance and credit to him wasn't just one little aspect of domestic policy. I think to Hamilton, finance was pretty much what the national government was going to be.
At the time, each state has its own monetary system, like 13 separate countries, resulting in constantly fluctuating and inconsistent exchange rates, crippling commerce as many merchants simply refuse currencies from distant states.
Some states were still using shillings, Spanish money circulated, so there was a lot of chaos.
It made doing business really quite hard. It also added an element of instability to the economy.
To solve the problem, Hamilton proposes the creation of a national mint to issue a unified central currency. His plans even include design details. A bald eagle and the word Liberty will appear on every gold, silver, and copper coin.
He felt that by having a national currency, you would facilitate trade amongst the states, which is true. And you'd also facilitate trade abroad, which is also true. I think he also had a more abstract notion in mind, which was that if you had a national currency, that would help promote the idea of national identity.
On April 2nd, 1792, Congress passes the Coinage Act, creating a new U.S. dollar and a mint to produce it. Just 3 years into his term as Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton has won a series of personal and political victories that not only fuel the economy and help lower the national debt, but also secure his vision of a sovereign federal government.